Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, March 15th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, the day begins with five planets in Pisces, the mutable water sign, whose symbol is two fishes swimming in opposite directions. The energy of this planetary pileup has been described as illusion and chaos. Let me repeat that. Illusion and chaos. That could be the name of a punk rock band. Anyway, let's dive in and then we'll look at the remedies for the situation. Now, Pisces is the sign of imagination. But when imagination goes overboard, well, that's a good description of what's going on. So remember your Astrology 101. Planets are energies. A planet like Venus expresses love, art, romance, and diplomacy. Mercury expresses rational thinking, contracts, transactions. A sign like Pisces expresses how the energy manifests. So Pisces is about imagination, spirituality, and what goes to a Piscean extreme, it can become fantasy and escapism, or really good science fiction. Now, there are five planets, that means five different energies seeking expression in the sign of Pisces. That's how you get illusion and chaos. You get more than that, but illusion and chaos likely dominate, if you let it. That's important to say because it does not have to dominate. So the five planets in Pisces are Neptune, Rahu, Venus, Mercury, and the Sun just slipped in this morning. Hence the planetary pileup. Yeah, it's also the Ides of March. You know what happened on that day. Now, here's what's really confusing. Mercury, the planet of rationale thinking, is in Pisces, where it's debilitated. That means it does not think well. Now, it's retrograde. Mercury, retrograde, debilitated. Oh, boy. That means, or it can mean, that the debilitated energy gives Mercury even more confusion. And as a retrograde energy, it wants to rethink the confusion. How's that? Now, adding to the chaos is Venus. Venus is exalted in Pisces, where it loves everyone and everything. But Venus is also retrograded. So you have Mercury debilitated retrograde and Venus exalted retrograde. That energized Venus to revisit that love for everyone and everything. Or stated another way, it could result in a breakup from what you used to love or be in love with, be it a person, place, or thing. It typically, but not always, can mean it's time to say goodbye, my love. Now, goodbye, letting go. That's definitely another way to describe the energy of Pisces, because Pisces expresses the energy of letting go in the zodiac. It's the energy of surrender. Once you let go of a period, let's say a period of grief, well, there's space to love anew. Easy or not, Pisces brings about surrender to the inevitabilities of a situation. That explains why the ancient sages said attachment causes suffering, or why Sting sang, if you love somebody, let them free. Anyway, Sting and Buddha, how about that? Anyway, March is a difficult month. We know that already. It's halfway over. Hang in there, because we are in eclipse season. We had the lunar eclipse on Wednesday right up here on the Penobscot with that blood full moon. Now comes a solar eclipse on March 29th. That puts six planets in Pisces. And the day after, mark your calendars, on March 30th, Saturn, the lord of material karma, slips into the sign. That means eight planets are in Pisces. Oh, boy. Now, adding to the pileup in Pisces are the energies being influenced by Mars and Pluto. Mars and Pluto are a vibe of potential disruption and not the pleasant kind. Now, the saving grace, and there is always a saving grace, is that Jupiter, the great benefic of the zodiac, is in Taurus, and it's casting a benevolent energy on Pisces. Oh, it's a good old-fashioned tug-of-war between war and peace and the angels and the demons. So, what to do? Stay grounded. Being out in nature has a good way of calming your internal chafe, as well as meditation and yoga. Pets and kids too, and avoid anything that can alter your consciousness, because your consciousness is altered enough. Now, stick with what brings you joy and you'll be all right. Chaos and illusion pass to stability and a healthy relationship with reality. So that's that. Everything changes as change is the nature of the universe. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.